We go now to Sound Live Sports Network. Steve Willits joins us. A little Wesco action. We've got to Mount Lake Terrace. Sorry, I did it again, Steve. Mount Lake Terrace against Edmond.
We've got a few more weeks still, Dick.
One of these years I'll get. I lived in Mont Lake for 4 years when I went to the University of Washington. I just got Mont Lake stuck in my head. Mount Lake Terrace and Edmond's Woodway tonight. We take a look at the West Coast standings. Mount Lake Terrace coming in at 5-3, 11-5 overall. And Edmond's Woodway way up there at top, 7-1 in league. And 14-2 overall, and I got to imagine knocking on the door of the state rankings. Indeed, they are just on the outside looking in the 3A state rankings. What happened?
You know, they really should be up there a little bit higher, and I think they're getting there. And the standings you actually mentioned are the updated standings.
All right.
It was a one game lead for Edmond's Woodway coming into the night, so this was 1-2. And it was a chance for Edmond's Woodway to get some revenge. They lost this matchup back on December 17th. A game that Mount Lake Terrace won 74-72 on a shot that was made with 4 seconds to go in the game that led to Edmond's Woodway's loss, and they haven't lost since. So it was a big game tonight, and the Warriors getting after it early. They jumped out to a 17-5 lead, 17-9 at the end of the first quarter. It was a little bit chippy early on. You could tell these guys are crosstown rivals, and there was something to play for tonight. And some crazy fouls in the first quarter of play, and the refs had to kind of slow things down a bit, but got back to some just good old-fashioned basketball in the second quarter. At the end of the break, it was Edmond's Woodway 31, Mount Lake Terrace 22. David Woodard, who is averaging close to 28 points per game this year, transfer from O'Day. He's the point guard for Edmond's Woodway, and he had 10 at the break. Derek Anima for Mount Lake Terrace, their leading scorer, had 11. Which was a little bit odd because those two both having nice first halves, and in the second half, the two of them combined for 5 points total. So really, the teammates of both of these players really getting after it in the second half. Edmond's Woodway pulls out to a 50-38 lead after three, and it was starting to look like they might be on their way to an easy victory, but Mount Lake Terrace comes back in the early fourth quarter. They go on an 11-3 run to get it within four. And to Edmond's Woodway's credit, one of their guards off the bench, Brady Edwards, steps up and gets 5 quick points in a row, builds a 9-point lead, and they end up holding on for the 66-61 victory tonight.
Beautiful. So what do we got, about 4 or 5 more games left in the regular season up there?
4 games left in the regular season. So Edmond's Woodway has the 2-game lead on Mount Lake Terrace. We've got a big matchup between Shorecrest and Shorewood tomorrow. Shorecrest right now is 1 game behind Edmond's Woodway. Shorewood is 2 games back. Shorecrest is an unusual team. They're a 2A team that plays in a 3A conference. So really, if you're Edmond's Woodway, you're kind of rooting for Shorecrest to take care of Shorewood, and could give you potentially a 2-game lead on Mount Lake Terrace and a 3-game lead on Shorewood with 4 left. So Edmond's Woodway looking like they're in the driver's seat right now for that title in the 3A South.
Any other scores tonight up there?
Yeah, one big one to mention, and I apologize if you've talked about this already, but Cascade beat Mount Vernon tonight, 93-67. The big news out of that game is Isaiah Gotell, the 6'5" senior, had 51 points tonight.
Oh, wow.
51 points. So, he had an okay night tonight. A guy that Steve Dion had a chance to watch against Kamiak last week. And Gotell, who's always a threat to have a big night, but we've never seen him do anything like this. So he's kind of the storyline up here. Cascade remains undefeated. Kamiak, who is trailing Cascade by 1, and if you'll remember, they lost a buzzer beater to Cascade last Friday night. They dropped a game to Lake Stevens tonight. So Cascade now with a 2-game lead on Kamiak, and Jackson gets a big win over Snohomish 80-60. Sam Soffer with 21 points, and Brian Butter Brown scores 17. So Jackson and Kamiak now trail Cascade by 2 games.
I might even actually get my wife to go to a high school basketball game with her beloved alma mater of the Cascade Bruins doing what they're doing this year.
Yeah, your wife probably knows better than we do. Cascade, not historically a great basketball program.
No,
they've got one right now.
Yeah, I don't think she ever went to a high school basketball game until she started dating me, and then she just had to because I was coaching.
Well,
so.
Well, I think you got a good excuse to get her out there now because, quite frankly, this is a Cascade team that's undefeated overall.
Wow.
Your wife might be heading to the Tacoma Dome with you. They might be there.
Looking good. Isaiah Gotell with 51. We are definitely putting him in the big-time performer. Appreciate it, Steve. Thank
you. Absolutely. Anytime, Dick. Thanks.
You bet. That's Steve Willits from Sound Live Sports Network.